I'm in St James's Park, and I'm on my way to Tuttle, first time for a few weeks, so I'm looking forward to catching up with everybody. Good things happened this week. I did my first post to the Media 140 blog on the impact of the real-time web, and that went down pretty well. Thanks to Andy for inviting me to do it, and I finally summoned up the courage and did it, and had some really, really good feedback. Went to an event at the Frontline Club, which I live blogged and was part of a fairly huge row on Twitter about the merits or demerits of live blogging and live tweeting. And then had a very interesting discussion yesterday with Lloyd Davis of the Tuttle Club on the naming of things. What's been interesting about the Media 140 blog is, as a writer, working with an editor again, which is something I haven't done for a long time. And I'd actually forgotten how good it was to have an editor, and Dee Jackson is that person. And it's great. It's really kind of helped in a number of ways. And confidence is really the thing it helps with, I think. But I'm going to say a bit more about that in a minute. The row on Twitter about live tweeting during events and how useful or not it is, and also live blogging. The row started on Twitter and migrated to Our Man's blog pages. And his view, which I think is a bit extreme, I have to say, is that live tweeting at events should be reserved for revolutions and other serious things like that. He made some good points, but that's a bit like suggesting that you should have a mobile phone but only use it to call the fire brigade when your house is burning down. That argument does not stand. However, I think there are some things to do with etiquette on Twitter, especially hashtags, to enable people to filter out noise that are important. And also, as Twitter traffic increases, we need to be a bit more sophisticated in the way we're using and tagging our content. And that's going to be interesting to see how that develops. But it was a good row. I did comment on Our Man's blog in an attempt to have a conversation, but he didn't seem to want a conversation, so that's fine. It's his blog, he can do what he likes. And then yesterday sat down with Lloyd Davis to talk about the work that the Tuttle Consulting Group are doing for the British Council. Very interesting. And we got into a discussion on the naming of things and how the naming of things actually impacts on how you both think and act about them, which sort of fits with an earlier blog post I did on metaphor and strategy this week. So that's kind of odd that should come up again. And I wrote some things down, the naming of things in terms of taxonomy and ontology and catalogues and dialogues and all those kind of things, worth thinking a bit more about and possibly writing about. But what I really wanted to talk about was this thing about confidence. And if you look at the work that people like Documentally is doing with social media, and Phil Campbell and people like Steve Lawson, it requires a great deal of confidence to be able to generate that quality of content and thinking. And when we think a bit about digital inclusion, it's this issue of confidence, I think, that makes it quite difficult for some people to engage. Quite how we build up the level of confidence in our various communities trying to use social media is something I'm thinking a lot about, and I don't have any kind of big answers, but it's worth thinking on. As far as coming back to sort of talking about writing and having an editor, writing is hard work, I think, and having an editor is actually very helpful, because you've got somebody who is kind of on your side but also wants to make sure that the stuff you're producing is good. And that's the job, I think, that Dee Jackson did on the Media 140 blog post this week. So that's it. Tuttle later. Meetings now. Sun up a bit. Chilly. And St James's Park is looking autumnal, I suppose. More later.